The one trick pony. Everyone goes through a time in their life when they have to deal with their one trick pony. And let me just tell you that when I run across a situation, whether it's helping my patients, something I deal with family or personal, initially it is so important that we allow ourselves to have all the feelings around it, take a look at it from many perspectives, be human, let yourself have the feelings. I've talked many times about life is a series of moments of now, of crisis, stabilization, and thrive. And the one trick pony, that is what came to mind in June. Someone reached out to me after they had been a victim of fraud. And back in 2018, 2017, I'll put a link, I dealt with my one trick pony, who I found out is still pulling the same shenanigans. So I want to move away from that. And I actually want to imagine that human being choosing honesty, choosing integrity, choosing not to lie, choosing not to manipulate, choosing not to pose as someone that's helping others to be a trickster. And everything this individual shared that they were going through is something that myself and others went through. And I did reach out to all the other people. In fact, I had interviewed one of the wonderful humans on my show. It's all in the link below. And everyone was at peace, doing well. So I offered my time as a good Samaritan to hear what this individual was going through, mirror to them what they would need to do to be safe, be healthy, be legal, and not to have to deal with this fraud, with these lies. I want to bring this out to the greater audience, whether we are in a relationship in marriage, a relationship with a boss, a family member, a business associate, there's going to be a time when we run across someone that is not telling the truth, that's lying, and that is greedy. And unfortunately, even since the first time I allowed myself to be duped, so to speak, there's been more of this, more fraud, more dishonesty. And I think the most important thing we can do, this is kind of a nice series on self-mastery and really looking in the mirror, is first of all, after I go through my feeling state of being angry or upset or betrayed, after I get to the point where I've done everything to be safe, everything to look at myself and what I could have done to prevent it, I usually like to put a fun phrase to it. And when this person reached out to me last month, I just thought, oh my gosh, this person's doing it again. They're the one trick pony. And even after winning a lawsuit, even after contacting the authorities, I'm just going to leave it at that, this person's still out there pulling their shenanigans. So for all of us, what can we do? First of all, I am grateful because it's 7 or 8 years later now, and I've done everything I can to fight for justice. I've done everything I could. I won a lawsuit. And because my lawsuit's out there in the universe, that's how this person found me. The only thing that's disappointing, and I think many can relate because there's so much like issues with cybersecurity, with fraud, and as AI evolves, it's going to be even more prevalent for all of us, right? The only thing we can do is when we're in a situation, let's just do a hypothetical. I work with a lot of families in all ages. I'm an adult and child psychiatrist. And let's say it's a disagreement with someone we love. So it can be in business. It can be in a relationship. The most important thing we can all do is go back to that timeline or that line that I put out two shows ago, where on one side of the timeline, you put self-mastery. On the other side, you put self-sabotage. And at the top, you put self-care. So if you're in a relationship and you are looking at your own communication style, or what did I do to not protect myself? What did I do to kind of walk into this scenario? And can I take the steps? Let's say it's domestic violence. If someone's in a relationship that's abusive, then you have to look at, have I gone to counseling? Have I done everything to protect myself and my family? Have I gotten the authorities? And if you've done all that and it keeps happening, then you have to have a flight into health and to safety. All right? whether it is a situation where maybe you are being a good Samaritan and you're helping someone, but you've already dealt with that problem yourself. You're a one-trick pony, and you can only get so, quote unquote, sucked into other people's problems. So it's a fine line between how much do we help others and how much do we put our own oxygen mask on first. And it's really important to realize that all of us are going to be duped. We get duped, we usually have to look at, why was I so trusting, or did someone lie to me? And then you have to put your own kind of self-awareness, your own characteristics, and take ownership for your part in that. And a big part of self-mastery is learning. And then I'm going to be vulnerable. It's not easy for me, knowing that this one-trick pony is out there still doing this, still looking like this great person that wants to help others, but then literally ruining people's lives. So I had to ask myself, well, what can I do? I looked at all the steps. I helped this person, gave them some guidance, pointed them in the right direction. But then at the end of the day, I have to take care of my wellness and my health. So I think one of the most important things whenever we're going through a betrayal, maybe a loss, a fraud, is we have to look at, have I done everything I can to be healthy, be safe, be in self-awareness, be in self-love? And if there's anything I can do to help other people to prevent it, or to protect my children, or to protect my estate, or to protect my business or family, that needs to take top priority. I think a lot of times when people are experiencing something, they just have such faith that that person can change. And that's wonderful. It's wonderful to imagine someone changing their behavior. But if they've been consistently either verbally abusive to you, fraudulent to you, you have to then pull yourself out of that. So for me, I need to come up with fun phrases. And I just said to this person when they reached out to me, well, still the one-trick pony, gave all the advice to help them protect themselves, reached out to the others and I that had went through it years ago, made sure everyone's safe and healthy, and then you have to zip it up. And so I just want to let you know that in the spirit of locking in, part of my 2025, I've talked about this in the last show, is my mantra is health, safety, family, finance, future. Health, safety, family, finance, future. And one more time, health, safety, family, finance, future. And then dealing with things as they come up. So the one trick pony tried to creep in. I helped someone and now I'm back and I'm literally like off social media, locked in, helping family, helping patients. And I hope all of you realize that we deal with things that are unimaginable. I'm going to put the link into a show called The Alchemy of a Betrayal that I did five years back, that links to all the shows. And some of my patients even told me that that was so helpful when I shared this fraudulent situation. It helped them to heal another relationship by just looking at the importance of forgiveness and taking care of yourself. Okay, everyone, have a great July. And remember, you can get through anything if you've got the right steps of self-mastery versus self-sabotage, and you put self-care at the top of the triangle, and you ask yourself the questions. All right? All right. Thank you.